Life is life. A mountain railroad with an end journey.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, this is Ralph Grummet Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska, something that affects everybody in this country. But so few people are interested in their life, liberty, and property, they want to bitch and do nothing. They don't want to look into the, they don't take the time out of their lives to understand why they're slaves, why we've signed up for the liars and the thieves. We listen to their platitudes, and then people vote for them, and then they say, oh, I don't know, I wonder why we're in such a problem. Really? The Democratic Party is a den of vipers, Satanist, Hollywood, Satanist. Many Republicans, rhinos, Satanist. They could give a frick less about the law of the land. Unalienable rights from the Creator. We got two choices down here, folks. You can either, under the Declaration of Independence, have the inalienable rights from the Creator stand as a citizen of one of the several states with a rule of law, or you can sign up for the liars to be the father of all liars of the devil, and that's a fact. It's our choice. Are we going to get out of Babylon? Nope. Devil has unlimited powers of deception, and we have been deceived, and that's what I'm talking about today, one of the biggest deceptions in this whole country. Without it, they couldn't do what they're doing. And we keep enabling them, because we don't know. Are we going to change it, all of it? Of course not. But there are, under the law of necessity, things we can have to do. But we can still stand and fight in a lot of other issues to expose and educate and like the IRS, get these bastards to hopefully leave us alone, walk away, like in McAlpine's, the first case they actually closed down the books and records and said we don't want to play no more. They just walked away. So, anyways, getting back to the thing, I want to read this other part again because it is so important to understand this concept. This is just, I can make this stuff up. It's so shocking. It's hard to believe. And it's been there. I haven't seen it. I don't know. Maybe you guys have. Somebody listening has figured it out, but I sure hadn't. And this case, this Anderson case here, this is back out of the Words and Phrases of 1914. And by the way, again, I'll say if you are a member of the IRS list, it's $250 postal money order only, sent to the IRS, or sent to Ralph at P.O. Box 877-109, that's 877-109, Wasilla, Wasilla, Alaska, 99687. Or email me that at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, and you can't afford it. And I just need to have you tell me why, and I will believe you, and I'll add you to the list. And once you're on the list, if you get Skype, or there's all kinds of stuff. If you want to get Skype, you can get all of this ruling case law. Excellent research. They actually have cases. I even look up cases for people on the IRS list as I have time. You send me a list of some of the cases or whatever, and I'll look them up and email them to you. I want people to look at the real facts. We need to understand. And I'm going to read this thing out of the then, and we're going to continue on here with what I found to back this up with more. A public law is a major, this is out of page 719, 1914, Words and Phrases, under General Laws, the subject. A public law is a major that affects the welfare of the state as a unit. A private law is one that provides an exception to the public rule. The answer, the one is an answer to a public need. The other is an answer to a private prayer that pray for relief. I've got to research. That's just amazing. Private prayer. When it acts upon a public bill, a legislature legislates. When it acts upon a private bill, it adjudicates. That's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 words. That is a killer. When it acts as a private bill, it adjudicates. How does that happen? We're going to talk about this more yet this hour. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribunal of the people from the justice into a justice shop for the seeker of a special privilege. So it goes going to a judge, to a tribunal, where you have actual facts and evidence and a rule of law, into this judicial place, it's a justice shop for the seeker of a special privilege. Anderson versus Board of Commissioners, 95 PAC 583. By the way, and that is not shows up anywhere else. I got to check, but somehow that case and a couple other ones just fell off the charts. So now, when I get back to this, what I was quoting here, let me find that again. The rest of this thing here is, out of this, it says, worse yet, rights and privileges, which should only result from the decree of a court of competent jurisdiction after a full hearing and notice to all parties and interests, are conferred on individuals and private corporations by special acts of the legislature, without any pretense of investigation as to the merits or any notice to the adverse parties. When it acts as a public bill, the legislature legislates. When it acts as a private bill, it adjudicates. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribunal of the people into a justice shop for the seeker of the privilege. They're quoting Anderson in this case. How does that happen? When I sign up under Social Security, I say take driver's license. I go down and get a driver's license. Just got to say I got to be a citizen of the United States. Well, let's start at the beginning of this. I go down and buy a brand new Corvette, which I did in 1967. I signed an attorney in fact. An attorney in fact is the same as an express contract. I signed up for it. the giveaway in this little one-page thing that was notarized, which I was signing all this stuff. I want my Corvette. I've been waiting about 4 months for it. I think I ordered it, and I got it in like February, 5 minutes, because it was, I got the biggest horsepower they had, off-road exhaust and all that stuff, fastback. Man, I was trucking. God, I love that. 575 brake horsepower. Amazing machine back then. Where do I sign? I signed all kinds of documents. I don't have a dang clue how much stuff I signed, what I signed. I don't have a clue. I have no idea. I signed it. What did I sign? It says I signed away all right, title, and interest. I gave away the property. I had still had possession to it, naked possession. I gave away the right of possession, right of property to control it. To who? To DMV. How did they do that? Well, there's another little document called the Manufacturer Statement of Origin that they hand carry over to DMV in Palmer. They don't mail it because it's worth the money. But whoever has that thing, that's their property. Then I go get this here is the registration, and it's an implied in law contract. I'm sorry, implied in fact contract, not an implied in law. Because it has what? The elements of a contract, consideration, mutuality of consent, and definiteness of terms. Well, I'm giving it away. I'm giving you money, and I'm going to get the benefit of getting a certificate of title back, and you are going to offer me the benefit of the safety issues. I have a driver's license. You'll be able to pound on people if they disobey the driving laws that you have set up. It's your stuff. It's your property. It's no more different than leasing a car. I gave it away. Because, it's under safety for one reason. That's one of the excuses they use. Well, look here, we can control it now that we'll make the highways safer. That's fine. Do I have to give away my property, right of property and right of possession, to be able to drive safely on the road? No. Because, you see, a citizen of the United States has no right to own property, has no inalienable rights, has no right to any constitution, cannot exercise the elective franchise. Well, if you can't exercise the elective franchise, who in the hell is going to be in charge of making the laws in the several states or in Congress? Really? Stop and think about that one. You have no right of elective franchise. Well, who in the hell are we putting in charge then? There are only two courts, constitutional courts, left in our republic. The Federal Court of Claims is actually in Article 1, but it's a precursor to get into the Article 3, the only true Article 3 appellate court in existence today is the United States Federal Court of Claims. And it operates on subject matter jurisdiction. It was created in 1984, and I have the Senate report and stuff that says, oh yeah, by the way, this is a Article 3 court. Operates on subject matter jurisdiction. All of these other ones operate on geography. We found something out there, this fiction, wandering around, residing somewhere. Really. How are we supposed to know the difference? You put in subject matter jurisdiction and they don't want to talk about it. Because they can't. They use it against us when we try to go after them. Now, this case I've got for Dave Gladden down here, we put District Court of the United States in it, quotation marks, and I've still got to check it out, but I don't think the District Court of the United States was ever repealed in 1948. And I put, I think. And that judge down there come back, and he's helping us out, explaining the difference between a motion to dismiss and summary judgment. I didn't go after him. I went after the court. And I put it in that I'm hoping he's going to do his job. So far, he looks like he has. So we'll see. So anyway, this implied in fact. To establish jurisdiction based on an implied contract, an appellant must establish elements of a contract, including consideration. There's money and there's benefits going both ways. Mutuality of consent. They offered. I accepted. And definiteness of terms. Of course, they never tell us that, ever. But that's based on another case. This, by the way, this case happens to be out of the federal Circuit Court of Claims, and that our Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Isn't that amazing? Wonder why that type of stuff would come out of the federal court, United States Federal Court of Claim, the other one comes out of the Court of Appeals, constitutional stuff. Isn't that amazing? Because they're talking about the Internal Revenue Service, the Form 1040s. Those are implied in law contracts, not an implied in fact. I am signing up under the penalties of perjury, true and correct and complete. I want the benefits of getting my money back that you stole, a return. How can I have a return? I go to jail for my signature on the return of money. That tells me I can't have something returned unless I authorized it to be taken to begin with. You think? And it's done very slyly in the W-4. Of course, there's a place on there to mark out exempt. And then I modify it slightly. And you signed it. Send it in. Because you see, when you are a citizen of the United States, there is a statutory employer. Actually, it's under 6331 for the government, folks. But they just herd us all in there because we signed up for it under 6331 of Title 26. And you go to the courts and they say, oh, there's a statutory employer and there's a common law. But we'll just kind of wink, wink. Because we, the people, are so damn stupid, we don't even know this is going on. How in the heck would we? So, getting back to this thing, and we're talking about this private law. What happens when you receive benefits? That's what you want a special benefit, special privilege. What have the courts said about it? That's everything we're doing today is all there. Well, there's many cases, starting from the Hayburn case in 1792 when they tried to give special benefits to the people, the widows and orphans. And the Supreme Court said we can't do it because they were sending it to the Department of War or whatever it was called then, because they were going to make a determination after the court was going to see who was qualified. Then it would go after the Supreme Court to somebody else, the Department of War, Department of whatever the hell it was called back then, to pass out the benefits as they saw fit. Supreme Court says we can't do that. Separation of powers problem. There's the Muswat case. There's the Dismuth case. And the one in 1919 is right on point. United States versus Babcock. 1919. It's 250 U.S. 328. 250 U.S. 328. The general rules are well settled. Anytime it says well settled, there's been holdings or it's been ruled on so many times that it's not an issue. The United States, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, what does that mean? Creates rights against itself. It means I am passing out a benefit. Is under no obligation to provide a remedy to the courts. There you go. You accept the benefit, you're done. They've got all kinds of cases behind that. Then they say, if they go in farther, where there is a statute creates a right and provides a special remedy, that remedy is exclusive. Thank you. You signed up for it. They didn't give me an option. I did when I went to work in 1960, Public Service Company of Colorado, I did not want to have Social Security taken out. And I did. I used to be real good at slide rules and all that, and I figured out I'd have $250,000. I said, I don't want to do that. And the guy said, well, you got two choices. You either sign up and go to work or walk out the door. So I signed up. I had no idea what the hell was going on. I just knew I didn't want to do it. What's a case that even puts it in that's based on the Supreme Court case? It's even maybe clearer than this. Oops, back in a minute.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're back here. And I'm going to reinforce something. You're not going to hear any show or other show, especially mine, without Republic Broadcasting. I'm doing it, folks, and I'm passing the information on, but I have to have a platform, and Republic Broadcasting is the platform. I am loyal to John and Republic. They've given me a uncensored means to get this truth out, and I highly encourage people to donate to keep Republic Broadcasting alive and well. Because without them, there's a lot of folks aren't going to hear other shows, which I don't have the time to listen to. But you're not going to hear my show. And we're doing it, folks. People say it can't be done. We're exposing stuff they don't want this out there. So again, I highly recommend get into your pocketbooks and donate to Republic Broadcasting. We have to have platforms to get this information out. We're in a war, folks. There's a war for our souls. There's a war for our lives, our liberty, and our property. And we have to have platforms to get this out. And Republic is one of those great platforms. So highly recommend, please support John and Republic Broadcasting. Thanks. Anyway, back into the game, the con. Let's go to understanding why this public law, and we're going to try to clarify here yet with the remaining time that we have left. But let's go into another case. This is Allen versus Graham. I've talked about it before. It's 446 P2D. That's P as in Paul, 2D, 240. 446 P2D, 240. And by the way, if you want to get these cases, like I say, I'm going to start putting them out on the IRS list only. They're not going to get them any other way. Unless you are listening and you're not a thing, you can send me an email at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com and I will send it to you, but you have to ask for it. But if you get on the IRS list, you get them automatically. And there's no reason not to be on the list if you want to see stuff. $250 postal money order for them that can do it, because I use it to keep pay Westlaw and all the other nonsense. $358 a month. I'm like John. We need money. Money costs. Freedom is not free. Or if you can't afford it, just send me an email and tell me you can't. I don't check anybody out. I'm taking you at your word that you have integrity. Say I can't do it because of whatever. And you're at it. No questions asked. So you don't have no excuse, but I don't give it away to all kinds of other lists that I have, because it's just like putting pearls in front of pigs. It doesn't go anywhere. This is out of Arizona. Welfare benefits are grants by the legislature, which the legislature has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine the recipients of such grants. There's your predetermination adjudicated stuff. Under such circumstances, i.e. when the state creates rights against individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts and may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. Quoting Dismuth versus United States, quoting State, United States versus Babcock and others. It's just, there it is. How are we supposed to know this stuff? How would you know that this is private law? How would we see? I hadn't thought about it in that respect. It's adjudicated. The legislature is not only acting as a tribunal or actually a court. It's predetermined output, the predetermined result. That's why you got to go through you have not exhausted all of your administrative remedies, because unless you can wade through the predetermined adjudications of all of the procedural frickin' nonsense, and some of it may even deny you, which I've got out of the congressional record of the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, they can deny us a remedy. Who in the hell would sign up to have no remedy in the courts if you knew that going in? And all they do today, because it's been totally overthrown, that's all we sign up for. That's all they offer. Well, guess what? Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Well, we're back again. This is Ralph Kermit Witterode. Second, coming to you talking about something that's just absolutely astounding. Private law. All of the states and Congress are all they're doing is private local law, special acts. There's a couple different names for it. Why is it so bad? Special benefits for special people. One of the things here in this, I was reading from this Law Review out of Colorado. It says here, of course, citizens seeking to challenge narrow legislative benefit may not succeed in demonstrating that they have standing. This is how they divide us. You see, because you have the special benefits for, like say, for airplanes, let's say FAA, we got to have standing. I'm not a pilot, so I have no standing. And I have to be a citizen of the United States. I have to say I want this special benefit. You have to file in. So what they've done here is, simply put, because most people don't even have no clue about how the administrative state works, they file in a proposed rule in the public register, in the public federal register. They publish it. You can challenge that if you have standing with a petition. How many people? There's tens of thousands of these things. They're throwing against the wall. So instead of being authorized to limit delegated limited authority under the rule of law to only certain issues, they have unlimited power to throw all this stuff in the Federal Register. And we are supposed to take time to say, no, you can't do this. And you have to have standing to file a petition against this proposed rule. It's just upside down. Then what they do, after they file a proposed rule in the Federal Register, then they come back with a final rule, and they address all the comments, the constitutional, it's irrelevant. Then they're supposed to wait 40 or 30 days before it goes into effect, which they almost never do. They're supposed to say, we are legislating under the authority, the fictional, 5 U.S.C. 553B. And there's also C and D, but B. That is called a substantive rule or legislative rule. It has the force and effect of law. It's not law. It just looks like law. It's color of law. Do you know how many I've ever seen that have complied with that? I've never seen one yet. The legislature openly, or Congress, or the IRS openly puts it in the front of their book. We're not doing that stuff. They leave out the last paragraph. It's in the very volume one of their stuff. They say, we're not doing it, you dumb people out here. What the hell's wrong with you folks? They leave out the last paragraph in the book that they print. This is so preposterous. Then, after it goes through the proposed and final rule stuff, then Congress, under the, they come along. This is the way they get around the adjudication and all this other nonsense. They have 6 months to say, hey, we passed this off to you for all these stupid people out here, you and me, that signed up for this private law. And did you do good or not? They almost never vote any of them down. They have 6 months. Then it becomes concrete. And then how are you going to, you have to have standing, and you've got, like we're doing with the FAA thing with Dave Gladden out of Dillingham. Well, you didn't exhaust all your administrative remedy. We started that, and then they get around and they play these procedural games. We filed two different cases in the Ninth Circuit. Round and around the merry-go-round we go, with no remedy in sight. This is how they screw us, with the con. You didn't file your administrative remedy. Well, wait a minute. What the hell happened to my courts? I didn't sign up that I wanted knowingly a benefit and that I had no right to go to a court and actually have evidence and have standing and all this other nonsense. The President of the United States is a federal agency. His federal agency means President of the United States. That's he files executive orders. That's his ruling. Trump's doing it. They're all of them done it. That's why they get standing, because they're only for citizens of the United States. Hard to believe? It is. As I'd explained, I guarantee you, well, there's almost every lawyer that I've talked to, other than the ones that I do briefs with a topper level, they don't even have a clue how the administrative state works. They don't really understand it. How would they? I don't know if they don't teach them in law school. I don't know. If it's just a regulation, we got to abide by it. Wait a minute. How the hell do I have to abide by a regulation from an agency, from somebody that I don't even know who they are? They're elected to no public office, or they're sitting behind the scenes. How would I? Why would I do that? And now I've discovered, which I had 100 and some cases, we filed that into Gladden's case, you will see when they sign up, you take on an agency in a federal court. They're automatically signed up. They don't ever file an appearance. They are representing United States of America, which you will see in IRS cases, foreclosure cases, which is a body, a sovereign body politic. How do we know that? Because when they get to the appellate court, they have to come out of the woodwork. They have to file an appearance as a counsel for United States of America. And I've got it in 100 and some cases, complaints. Sovereign body politic. United States of America is a sovereign body. Who in the hell are those? But what they will do in these federal cases, like they did in FA, well, United States has sovereign body politic. Oh, our sovereign immunity. Wait the hell a minute here. Are you a counsel for United States of America, or are you a counsel for United States? Counsel for United States will never appear in a United States district court. They do not appear in any of the appellate courts, 1 through 11 and the D.C. They always appear, with a few minor exceptions, always appear in the Federal Court of Claims and in the Federal United States Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Why is that? You think there might be a difference? This is the con. And you can't get from United States District Court to a United States Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They've statutorily blocked it. We've already tested that. We started off not knowing how we were being conned. Kirkendall's case went to the United States Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, and the attorney shows up as a counsel for United States. And they statutorily kick it back to the Fifth Circuit, and this same attorney shows up as a counsel for United States of America, because she's in a different, she's in the land of Oz matrix. Black and white. Got it. Evidence. Same case, same attorney, and she's a counsel for two different entities. One of them is the sovereign body politic, and the other one is the real constitutional side that only exists in the United States federal. You can't. This stuff is just, I always keep saying you can't make it up. I don't know what else to say. So in this issue, continuing on here, let's see here. I want to get to the standing. We'll have an issue of the standing here. Let me get around, and I was going to close this down here and get to the issue of standing, because the bottom line is you can't even stop this private law stuff unless you have standing. And how in the hell do you have standing if it don't affect you? It affects somebody else. It affects the pilots or whatever all this other nonsense is. That's what they put in here in this Anderson versus Board of Commissioners. This is 95P 583, 1908. The court's quotation, special legislation, of course, citizens seeking to challenge a narrow legislative benefit may not succeed in demonstrating that they have standing. How do we get standing going up against these kangaroo courts? Well, I figured it out. By accident, sort of, I guess. I don't know. Epiphanies. I get some of my best ideas when I go to the steam room in there in Wasilla. Under the who can be assigned a Social Security number. Why do I got to have that number? This is in 20 CFR, section 422.104. 20 CFR 422.104. We can assign you, if you're a United States citizen. Well, who's that? That's somebody that's a citizen of the United States in the 7701, 26 USC 7701. I don't remember the number. Or you can give it to an alien. Why do I need it? This is what's important. You need a Social Security number to satisfy a federal statute or regulation that requires you to have a Social Security number in order to receive a federal funded benefit. Thank you. Or you need a Social Security number to satisfy a state or local law that requires you to have a Social Security number in order to receive public assistance benefits to which you would have otherwise established entitlement. Well, that's for the state or local. So unless you want a benefit, there's no reason to even have. The statutory authority on this particular regulation, I looked them all up. There is no statutory authority. The agency just made this up. They did it themselves. Yep. Comes out of the Social Security Act as the authority for this stuff and the public law nonsense for the IRS stuff. But none of it. They did these. This terminology, and this is another one of the secrets that they don't tell you about. They cannot say make all regulations needful regulations or any generic nonsense, because that transfers the legislative powers of the legislature or Congress to an agency, and they do it all the damn time. They do it in the state of Alaska for driver's licenses. Oh, just make all the needful rules and regulations. They do it in Title 26 for IRS. Make all the needful rules and regulations under 7805. They can't do it, but they can under private law. Did they tell you, though, it was private law? But you're getting a special benefit, that you have no remedies in the court. So you go off to tax court, which I used to say go there, now that I understand it. Tax court is not a court. They changed that. It used to be an administrative under regulations, a board of appeals nonsense. And before the 1948 change, they changed the word to court because they would have been bound by the regulations. 28 U.S.C. 609. 28 U.S.C. 609. Tax court is not a court. Why in the hell do we call it a court? Then we go looking into the one of the most amazing cases. I got to put that in this thing that passed out. The Kariski case out of the District of Columbia Appellate Court. They're adjudicating public laws. There is no judicial determination. It's strictly legislative and executive. There is no judicial determination in a tax court. It's all about public rights doctrine. They print it. These concepts are tough to grab a hold of. They are, because we have heard none of this stuff. It's none of it is taught. We're taught we got three separate branches. They're all independent. That is a crock of smoke and mirrors. It's all there, folks. But guess what? They only offer us to be slaves. Everything we do is always tied to terms, change in definitions. It is always tied to being a citizen of the United States. Without exception. And I used in their qualifications of how to get a Social Security number, one is of being a naturalization document. It's got to have a photograph, got to have a physical description, marital status, all this nonsense. I just took their stuff and added to, I am not a citizen of the United States. I took their stuff. I love it. They did excellent research for me. Put it into the public record. Alaska will take them. Most states won't. Certified copy. I am now a citizen of Alaska. It's self-authenticating. Evidence Rule 901, number 7. I am using your stuff against you. There are always a remedy. But it is extremely tough to find that damn remedy. First of all, we have to understand who we are. And it needs to get into the public record because there is a presumption. And unless you have evidence, otherwise it doesn't stand. One of the games they play at all of these courts. I saw when they're going up against Trump, all of these immigration people. They put tons of depositions in there. Attorneys cannot testify to the facts, but they do it all the damn time. The courts look at affidavits and declarations as evidence. And if you don't put those in with your stuff, it's irrelevant. You're peeing in the wind. That's one thing this judge said, which was good out of Anchorage for FAA. If the summary judgment, you need evidence. Got to have depositions, affidavits, or something. Evidence to rebut the other side. And if you don't put those in, you lose, and you'll have no idea why, because they won't tell you why. This judge, I never really thoroughly understood the big difference. He explained it, and I'm going to be posting that too here on my list very succinctly. We are in Babylon, and we need to validate and understand how to get out of it. We're not going to get out of it all. We're in Babylon. We're stuck. Let me read another one here out of a case. This is another case. These are amazingly, a lot of these cases come out of the, what's the timeline on this one? This is 1851. So this was going on a long, long time ago. This case here is it's probably not available to anybody except Westlaw. It's 16 PA Pennsylvania 256. And it's 55 American Decisions AM period DEC 499. But most people are going to have access. But I'll be posting that for the IRS list. This court determined in Brown versus Hummel, in its closing opinion, I may say that when in the exercise of proper legislative power, general laws are enacted which bear or may bear on the whole community, if they are unjust and against the spirit of the Constitution, the whole community will be interested to procure their repeal by a voice potential. And that is the great security for just and fair legislation. But when individuals are selected from the mass and laws enacting affecting their property without... hold on a minute. We're going to get to it because this is a killer.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Okay, while we're back, I'm going to read this and we're going to finish up with one part here. When an individuals are selected from the mass and the laws are enacted affecting their property without summons or notice at the instigation of interested parties, who is to stand up for them, thus isolated from the mass in injury and injustice, or where are they to seek relief from the acts of such despotic power? They have no refuge but in the courts, the only secure place for determining conflicting rights by due course of law. But if the judiciary give way, and in the language of the Chief Justice of Greenough versus Greenough, one Jones confesses itself, quote, too weak to stand against the antagonism of the legislature and the bar, end quote. One independent, coordinate branch of the government will become the subservient handmaid of the other, and a quiet, insidious revolution effected in the administration of the government whilst its form on paper remains the same. This is the scam. Who cares about a notice of federal tax lien? It's just you against who? Well, the public could care less. Okay, with that said, let's go to a caller here. John in California, you got a question or whatever it is?
Yeah, Ralph, thanks for taking my call. I'll be real brief here. Since you're 75, I assume you're receiving Social Security benefits like I just started receiving since I just turned 70. And I'm sure you had to sign the same application that I did, in which I swore I was a citizen of the United States, capital U, capital S, an application form. And aren't you afraid that by issuing this conditioned precedent statement in which you swear that you're not a citizen of the United States, someone could come back and attack your ability to continue to obtain benefits from Social Security?
Let me tell you how I dealt with that. First
okay.
of all, when I did all this stuff, I print the all caps R-A-L-P-H-K with no period, W-I-N-T-E-R-R-O-W-D, Roman numeral 2. That is not my signature. It's called the law of necessity. These son of a bitches stole my money, and I'm going to get it back as much as I can, but that I can swear that is not my signature.
Oh, you put that on the application form.
Yeah, I just print. That's what I do. I print all caps. This is the game they want to play, the IRS. It comes R-A-L-P-H with a K, no period. W-I-N-T-E-R-R-O-W-D.
Right.
It might actually is 2-N-D, and I put Roman numeral 2. It's not my signature.
Yeah, but I mean on the application form for Social Security. Is that what you put?
That's what I did.
Okay. Then I understand what you did then. Okay.
We're not going to fix this whole thing. It's called the law of necessity.
Yeah, I'll say.
Okay.
Ralph, thanks a lot.
You betcha.
Okay, bye.
You see, I have no problem lying to the devil, playing his little games. It's deception, okay? You want to play this deceptive game? Okay, I'll play the same game. That's not my signature. I swear to it. No, it's not my signature. Y'all wanted a mark there. Okay, we got it. Great. See, they were taking 15% out. When I did the status change at my voter registration, they quit taking 15% out. Yep, within 2 months. And this has happened to other people, too. What really pissed me off is they got around and didn't renew the notice of federal tax lien, which, by the way, came out of me sending back some silver to an outfit, and they turned it in. I got hold of the attorney and got him cornered and asked him what a person was. And he says, you know what? Nobody's ever asked that question, and I have no clue what the hell it is. Yep, that was from Monex, M-O-N-E-X, attorney. They're the ones that started that nonsense. But they backed down, and I called the IRS and poked them in the nose. Hey, what are we doing here? I want all the evidence. They never said it. She said, well, we're supposed to be taking on 15%. I said, give it your best shot, lady. They didn't touch it. For quite a few years, I got the full amount. And I still have. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Hope you learned something. And watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. Donate to RBN if you want to hear more of this.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.